Good evening, everybody. You are listening to the Budcast, episode 723.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Wow. That was Rubbish Rabbits with Shake. They are a DIY rock and roll band from Central Russia, been playing since 2014. We played their track Revelation at the end of last week's show, and this was a track released in 2016. They are from Yaroslavl in Russia, and you can find out more over at their Facebook page, which you'll have to go to our show notes for, because it's a Facebook page that has their name and then a whole bunch of digits that I just can't be bothered to read out. Question though, do we have a thing about ending a show with an absolute banger and then starting the next show with another banger by the same artist? Considering the fact that whoever ends a show starts the next.
Good point.
It seems to be a logical step. And it's not just this. We've done it so many times in the past.
I have another criticism of that.
Oh.
Their title does not match their music. They are right. Not Rubbish Rabbits.
Okay, so there is a Canadian artist whom we have played on this show before, and I believe also was the composer of the theme music that Tux Radar used to use, a chap by the name of Brad Sucks. And he didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just an interesting name, isn't it?
Well, you could do that with most artists. I mean, even mainstream artists. Floyd, how do we know it was Pink? Badoomt.
Well, we don't.
How do we know that the Straits were Dire? I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, please.
Right.
How do we know that the Little Asian is Crazy?
Yeah.
Track 5 on this week's playlist, in case you think I'm being inappropriate. I'm not.
How do you know the loaf was meat?
Because vegetarians didn't exist when he was alive. Oh, harsh. Oh. Right, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 723, nearly said 32 for some reason. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and we have probably a couple of things to talk about. We're not going to have a long... I know this is famous last words. I've said it so many times in the past. We're not going to have a long show today because we have a lot to do this weekend and early nights are called for.
Yes. So, next up, we have i.d.f.x. I couldn't find out if that meant anything, by the way. And the track is called One Day.
I have a dream of living the town I'm living in. Not going up, not going down, but away. One day, nobody can stop me from doing this way. I'm gonna try, I'm gonna find a pretty girl, and the very next day we're gonna fly far away. And stay a little bit of try. I'm gonna find a pretty girl, the very next day we're gonna fly far away and stay. Nobody can stop me from doing this way.
Little bit of love.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Always leave me wanting more. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Don't sleep without a door. On the way, I will don't live without. Say goodbye. And now the long, this tonight, alone you, leaving me wanting all this. Leave me wanting more. I'm about alone. It's just another rainy night without you.
And that was Igor Pomfonio with Rainy Night, the new disco edit.
And I really liked that because I was tapping away.
You haven't put a colour in on it yet. Electronic musicians working in the studio format, they experiment in different styles, but their preference is given to styles such as chill out, down tempo, ambient, deep house, disco, electronica and pop. They work with various musicians, both from Russia and also abroad. This was a brand new track from them, originally released as a sort of down-tempo trip-hop style, and then as this new disco version, both released in the last week. They're from St. Petersburg in Russia. You can find out more about the band over at igorpomfonia.com. I've noticed you've stopped giggling at that name now.
Yeah, I'm being well behaved. And before that, it was IDFX. We were trying to work out what that could mean. I don't fancy X-rays. I don't know.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or incredible disco fantastic extra.
Xylophones.
Xylophones. There you go.
Xylophones.
So the track was called One Day, again from Russia. We didn't plan to do three tracks from Russia. And anyone that reads this and think, well, what about the war in Ukraine and Russia? The countries at war, not the musicians.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've linked to their Jamendo profile because I couldn't find a website, but it is Anton De La Rosa, and it's from an album called Guilty, and that really reminded me of Mika. So if you haven't heard of Mika, look him up. And if you're a fan of Eurovision and haven't heard of him, then where were you this year?
This year, yes. He was one of the hosts.
He was one of the hosts, and he is a phenomenal artist. And really nice bit of harmonica too. And I also thought that was a little bit almost like musical theatre.
Yeah.
Kind of had that ring to it. So I'm now going to shock Dave because I'm going to do what he's going to ask me to do without him asking me to do it.
And listeners, who's in the chat room?
Hey, darn it.
The podcast.org/life.
So tonight we are joined by Peter Patterson, who posted about Carry On Up the Khyber. Well done there. Fat Freddy, Amy Hussey, Paul T, George Geospart, and I've seen Lainey posting somewhere. Aris as well. That didn't sound like I was calling Lainey and Aris, but no, Aris as well. And interestingly, Peter in our chat room is like listening to old shows and he's up to show 195. Five, I think it was.
Something like that.
And he'd picked up on something that happened to me many moons ago when a pushy salesman came in the house and I didn't feel quite good. But when I mentioned I was married, he went, but it turned out he was a lot more suggestive with a neighbour who was single. But also on that show, when we did the roll call, I didn't call him George back then, but Geospat was one of the 13 at the time. So, yeah, he's an old timer.
Well, we knew that.
An old timer.
Crusty old timer, yeah.
Yes. Although, the definition of crusty will let people decide, but...
He is old.
Aw.
Compared to me and you. Yes.
Right, so, go on.
Yep, it's you.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Right, this time from Italy. See, there you go. Multiculturalism. Is that the right word?
Multiculturalism?
There you go.
Yes.
This is Alessandra Scalabrin featuring Michael Maltoro with A Whisper from the Sea.
Still again behind window, I see the colors, move on, shine, where the blue skies braces the blue sea, give me the game for the thousand shapes. I see a spot of the beautiful colors taking shape before my eyes. I recognize the face of the people. See, they cut on me with a melody.
Hello, hello. This is Speedy Dye. You listen to the podcast. Bye-bye.
White hot light. Tell yourself you're fine. Another alibi. Go ahead and hide. You can't just run away. It'll catch you by your tail one day. Mark my words tonight, and let you see me one more time. Oh, you think you can control the sky? Watch me as I the perfect alibi. The truth is in your crime. Does she know that it's a lie? Just say goodbye. Let's call it a tie. From blue skies down to blood red eyes. Can't just run away. It'll catch you by your tail one day. Soon you'll beg for me to stay. Mark my words tonight. I'll let you see me one more time. You can control the sky. Now watch me as I fly. Ooh, ooh. From blue skies. From blue skies. From blue skies. Down to blood red eyes. No, 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 no. Blue skies.
And that was Crazy Little Asian with White Hot Life featuring Jonathan Rumbold. This is what she says about this track. The guitar here is precious to me. It's played by my good friend and classmate Jonathan Rumbold, who passed away last year. We were in the same songwriting course at ICMP London. He finished the course and got the Outstanding Songwriter Award, but didn't get to graduate with us. He's always encouraged me to put my songs out there and believed in me with fervour and helped me and everyone who asked for it through all of our 3 years together. He was like a father figure to me. I knew he'd be delighted to know that I'm finally sharing our work together. Which I think is really beautiful. Mm. Crazy Little Asian, I don't know her name. Everybody calls her Sha. S-H-A. But I think that's because she's known as Shenanigans on social media. But we have played her many times as a featured artist alongside people like Christian Voljar and the other chap we played recently, and I can't remember his name. But this is the first time we've actually played her as an artist in her own right. You can find out more about her and her music over at facebook.com/thatcrazylittleasian.
Aww. Wasn't that the film that we really liked that we watched just after Christmas?
Crazy.
That was Rich.
Crazy Asians.
Yes, that was it. That was a beautiful film.
Close.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Before that, it was Alessandra Scalabrine or something like that. Featuring Michael Maltoro with a track called A Whisper from the Sea. From Italy, all I can tell you is that they're a singer, musician, composer and vocal coach. And I've linked to their show note. I've had half a beer. I've linked to their Jamendo profile because I cannot find a website.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Indeed. Right. Okay, then. We're not going to waffle too much tonight because, like I say, we've got a very packed weekend coming up, so we don't want to be going to bed too late tonight. But last weekend, the day after our last show, we had a pod crawl in lieu of an in-person pod crawl that we would have had in Glasgow on the same weekend. And, well, from my perspective, it was probably the most successful pod crawl in terms of how long it went on for, but not necessarily in terms of the number of people that turned up. We had 16 people overall, which was more than I expected.
It was a good set.
It was brilliant. It really was. And we had 11 at its peak, which is fantastic. Most people had kind of gone or tailed off by about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then the internet's Joe Rissington turned up. And I think I left the call. I think we all left the call. We closed the call at about 4 o'clock in the morning. I had already pretty much had a skinful and a half by that point, because not only had I gone through 4 large cans of beer that Caroline had bought me, most of which were above 6%. ABV, one of them which was 8% ABV.
And 500 ml cans.
440s.
Whatever.
Yeah, don't ever play it. I'd also had a number of whiskies, and I think I also had a can of stout as well. So by the time pod crawl had finished, I'd already pretty much drunk the house dry of alcohol. And I blame everybody else but myself for this.
Can I just make an addendum to this?
Okay, go on.
So what actually happened was, when I went to the toilet in the early hours of the morning, I noticed a lack of husband. Mm-hmm. So I messaged him about 5:20 in the morning to say, haven't you come to bed yet? Anyway, he came to bed shortly afterwards, proceeded to snore the loudest snore he has ever done. Couldn't get him to stop. So poor me ended up downstairs on the couch.
I still don't think you tried that hard, because I actually do remember you going downstairs very far away in my awareness. So I can't have been that asleep.
I poked him in the side. I tapped him on the head. I tweaked his nose. He was not going to stop. And recordings are available for those who are interested.
Yes. But the other thing, typically I would have gone to bed at 4 o'clock, because that's when pod crawl ended. But then during the time that pod crawl was happening, I was also having a chat on Discord with somebody in the US, and they were having trouble getting their desk phone set up. So I said, all right, no problem. I'm on a call at the moment, but when I'm done, I'll call you on the phone. And so it was at just before 4 o'clock, seconds before 4 o'clock, that I phoned this chap in the US. And it wasn't until I looked down at the screen and saw that the call had been going on for an hour and a half, I thought, oops, I need to go to bed. So I'll see you later. Bye-bye. So that's how I ended up going to bed. Well, closing up down here at 5:30 in the morning. And it was daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Completely caught me by surprise, because there was no indication that it had actually become daylight outside. So, successful all round, I think. But I did nurse a rather nasty hangover for at least 2 days. I'm never going to drink again. Well,
oh,
no.
Can I have one of your beers out of the fridge?
No, I never uttered any words like that. But I'm not going to sort of go to the extent I did with that one. I mean, beers are fine. I can go with beers for quite some time, but I think because I'd hit the whiskies as well, that probably didn't work in my favour.
And did I miss the little bit where you explained that you did a I've had a bit too much drink post-pod crawl purchase?
No, that was done early in pod crawl. It was not a drunk purchase, as I think you're trying to suggest.
But have you told people what the purchase is?
I bought a bottle of rum.
And he's not once said yo-ho-ho when a bottle of rum.
I haven't, but everybody else in the house that's even, you know, as much as looked at the glass of rum and sort of stuck their nose in the glass, this coffee, what's that? And I'm sitting there sipping it going, bit peaty.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. It was, pod crawl was great. Great fun had by all. And this weekend we have things doing, do we not?
We do have things doing.
Mm.
So, myself and the two eldest will be travelling down to London tomorrow by train, a first class. Don't you know? We shall be meeting with our friend Brian. And we will be doing a few touristy things like the Tate Modern, London Eye, whatever else Brian's jam-packed into the schedule. And then in the evening, we'll be going to watch Back to the Future, the musical.
Ooh.
We shall have a stopover and then do some stuff on the Sunday before coming home. And Alex, who wasn't at all fussed with the theatre, is having a daddy son treat, and they're going to the National Space Centre.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were going to go to the National Toilet Museum afterwards, but they realise it's now just about, what did you say, flush?
It's a pumping station museum.
A pumping station could, in theory, be linked to toilets.
I think it is.
If it's about pumpings and fartings and stuff.
No, not that kind of pump stuff. No.
Darn it.
No, as in pumping fluids and stuff.
You're not helping.
And bits.
Anyway, they'll do whatever they do. They'll have a meal. They'll have a night away from home.
Of you.
They will and away from us. Wow. And then they will be travelling to Twycross Zoo to spend some time. And as Peter Patterson, will they be the visitors or the exhibit?
We will be visitors.
You could be both, really, because you could be there to observe the animals, and that other people could be observing you. You never know. And then it's home time, and that'll be a jam-packed weekend all done.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be good.
We've
got a thing called the Night Sky Tour included in the National Space Centre ticket. Which apparently is going to be one of these, you're in a darkened room with this projector screen overhead and you're going to be taken on a tour of what it is you can expect to see in the night sky. Alex has always had a fascination with space. He tells me things about our solar system that I didn't know. And he's just generally interested in it, which is why Caroline and I went through the possible options. I think there was another one about, I can't remember what they were called now. But this is the most appropriate one for him, I think. So it should be really good.
Yes.
It was a bit concerning when Alex said, and we can go to McDonald's. Like, that was the highlight of the weekend.
Hopefully not, though.
No. Well, we'll end up at McDonald's. There's no question about it, because he is such a fussy eater.
Yeah.
Pumping station could be a Russian band name, says George.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Anyway.
Yes. So, we'll do some music. We have got Anton Beckman, and this could almost be about you, When I Was Older.
Rude.
Merci à tous, merci à toutes, bonne soirée.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org. Baby!
Well, stop me from feeling like I can't let go. Trying to get the best of my own mind before you let me know. No need to take on all of this pain. Trying to get it all out now before I feel the strain. So let's hold on to our memories. They don't seem like our enemies. They just keep us from feeling alone. We had it all right. We had our own lives back before we called it time. We had it all right. We had our own lives back before we called it time. I've been feeling the burn, creeping up, making my stomach turn. It's only been happening in the last few days. This lonely holds me down in so many ways. So let's hold on to the memories. They don't seem like our enemies. They just keep us from feeling alone. Before we called it time, wish we had held on to these days. Instead, we just wish them away. We both know if we stay too long, then we'll get lost. So let's hold on to our memories. They don't seem like our enemies. They just keep us from feeling alone.
That was Craig McMorrow with Time. Craig grew up surrounded by music, from the traditional Irish music loved by his parents to afternoons spent listening to Frank Sinatra and the Four Tops with his granddad. This mix of influences and a love of music instilled from an early age. Craig says, "Many, many artists have pushed me in the direction of songwriting, starting with the fantastic Damien Rice, Dave Grohl, and most recently Dermot Kennedy and Chris Stapleton." This latest song from Chris is an example of perfectly blended emotive pop. Time has flavours of pop electronic music matching country-esque vocals. This single, which follows up Craig's debut These Times, which paradoxically we're actually playing next week, was written with good friend and amazing singer-songwriter Luke Carey and produced with Mark Morrow in Edinburgh. The vibe of this track is interweaving from tastes of Alabama 3 to Adele, while Craig's country vocals shine through. You can find out more about Craig and his music over at craigmcmorrow.com.
And before that, you had Anton Beckman with When I Was Older from France. That track was actually recorded live in the pub.
Nice. Good place to do it.
He says, "On the border between roughness and subtlety, we must promote what makes sense. and which in many respects makes sense, inclusiveness of its... All right, I should have reread this before, because I translated this. We have the same human duty to speak up for those who can't say anything, to stand up against what tends to bring us to our knees, and above all, to do it with the right tone. This is The Path Chosen by Anton, who is an artist with an ambivalent voice. I'm not sure ambivalent is the word he meant, because doesn't ambivalent mean...
Ambivalent means your opinion of something stretches from one extreme to another.
Maybe not. It's not right, the word. Maybe let's say you have an adaptable voice, sometimes warm and soft, sometimes sharp as a blade.
Wide-ranging.
Yes, wide-ranging. Yeah, there you go. Find out more by checking him out on Facebook as Real Anton Beckman.
Excellent stuff. Right, we do have one more track to play, which Caroline will be telling us about very shortly. Next week, we are likely to not have a show because at the very last moment, we have had a friend come to us and ask if we can go and meet up with them in Sheffield on Friday evening. So,
unless someone we haven't unless seen we can get cover, long.
And I'm about to post in our little group we have for people that are prolific takeover hosts. As to whether we could potentially get one for next week. We are also going to put a call out for a cover on the 9th of September when Caroline and I will not be able to host a show. So there may be a show next week, they may not. So keep an eye out in our Telegram group over at thebudcaster.talk/Telegram for more details. We'll try and keep that up to date as much as we possibly can.
Yes, while we try and find out if we can make any arrangements.
Arrangements. Arrangement, yes. Right, yeah. If you need to get in contact with or wish to get in contact with us for any reason, you can do so. We have email, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, all the messaging services that associate with that. And as I said, we're on Telegram over at thebudcaster.talk/Telegram. Please come and join us. Over to you.
Okie dokie. So we are going to finish off the... I have to say, cracking show, because we've played some blinders this week.
Oof. We certainly have. Looking at our show notes, which we do in Google Sheets, we've started now putting a little coloured box next to them as to the songs we know for a fact are going to be going into our long lists for, in this case, episode 3, 50, 51, 52. And we both of us have highlighted 5 of the tracks out of the 8 that we've played to go straight into our long list.
And will the next one be one of those that added to it?
Well, I don't know because I've not heard it yet. Tell us about it, Caroline.
Oh, I would if you wouldn't shut up. If you would shut up, Ian. So we're going back to Russia, this time in Zelengrad. We are playing Rusty Tea Makers, who I believe we've played before.
A number of times.
They are a rock band formed in the Jam Station under inhuman amounts of alcohol, which lasted longer than your relationship with your ex, playing in the genre alternative, new metal, hard rock and blues rock. I've just added a bit there saying this is another fabulous track. You can find out more by checking them out on Facebook as Rusty Tea Makers Band. And this track, Des would be so proud.
He would.
Monkeys Jumping. And we'll catch you next week.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.